The Wrangell Cooperative Association never budged from its original position. No dumping near Pat's Lake. The tribe looked for alternative sites, extra federal funding, and outside scientific opinion. All options were on the table, but most did not pan out. Then, the tribe reached out to elected officials and met with Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott. And Governor Bill Walker went to bat for the concerned citizens of Wrangell. He requested $5 million to ship the soil off Wrangell Island. Then the Senate and House passed that appropriation in its capital budget. Esther Ashton is the tribal administrator.
I told my children, and my daughter Natalia was so happy. She said, "Mom, this means that we can go ice skating on Pat's Lake this winter."
The contaminated soil comes from the old Byford junkyard, where residents dumped dead cars for decades. The lead came from their batteries. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation cleaned up much of the junk and treated the soil with a stabilizing agent. The state agency proposed placing the soil at the rock pit and still says it is a more than safe option for hundreds of years to come. But DEC's director, Jeff Rogers, understands the public's concern.
When you've got a contaminated site in your backyard, it is a passionate local issue. Certainly, we believe the site at Pat's Creek to be environmentally viable and sustainable. That doesn't mean that people want it in their backyard. There is a higher cost option, and the governor supports that higher cost option.
The city also contacted politicians in support of the off-island option. Wrangell's representative in the House, Dan Ortez, voted in favor of the funding during House Finance Committee meetings.
I felt like I was advocating for what I felt to be the majority opinion in Wrangell.
Of course, not everyone in the southeast city wanted this option. Brett Woodbury is a local contractor. He has been working with the Department of Environmental Conservation on the cleanup. He says he's prepared tons of material for the rock pit that he might not be paid for. And work for him and his employees has shut down at times when he could be pursuing other contracts in town. The state is in the early stages of shifting gears for off-island disposal. Officials are unsure exactly where the waste will go, and it may have to find additional funding later. But the state says one thing is for sure. No dumping near Pat's Lake. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.